Welcome to a few moments of prayer and contemplation on this Wednesday of Holy Week. My name is Will McLean, pastor of spiritual formation at West End United Methodist Church. With me today is the Reverend Maggie Jarrell, our pastor of children and families. During the season of Lent, we have been praying daily with the resource Common Prayer, a liturgy for ordinary radicals. The liturgy we are sharing with you today is adapted from this resource. As we enter into this moment of prayer, I invite you to presence yourself however you wish before God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins.
God's mercy endures forever.
In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help. A responsive reading of Psalm 69, verses 8 through 15. Surely for your sake have I suffered reproach.
And shame has covered my face.
I have become a stranger to my own kindred.
An alien to my mother's children.
Zeal for your house has eaten me up.
The scorn for those who scorn you has fallen upon me.
I humble myself with fasting.
But that was turned to my reproach.
I put on sackcloth also.
And became a byword among them.
Those who sit at the gate murmur against me.
And the drunkards make songs about me.
But as for me, this is my prayer to you.
At the time you have set, O Lord.
In your mercy, O God.
Answer me with your unfailing help.
In your great mercy, O God. Answer me with your unfailing help.
Hear now a reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. And 14 through 25. When Jesus finished speaking these words, he said to his disciples, "You know that the Passover is 2 days from now, and the human one will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and elders of the people gathered in the courtyard of Caiaphas the high priest. They were plotting to arrest Jesus by cunning tricks and to kill him. But they agreed that it shouldn't happen during the feast, so there wouldn't be an uproar among them. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, 'What will you give me if I turn Jesus over to you?' They paid him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, he was looking for an opportunity to turn him in. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said, 'Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover meal?' He replied, 'Go into the city to a certain man and say, The teacher says, my time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.' The disciples did just as Jesus instructed them. They prepared the Passover. That evening, he took his place at the table with the 12 disciples. As they were eating, he said, 'I assure you that one of you will betray me.' Deeply saddened, each one said to him, 'I'm not the one, am I, Lord?' He replied, 'The one who will betray me is the one who dips his hand into the bowl with me. The human one goes to his death, just as it is written about him. But how terrible it is for the person who betrays the human one. It would have been better for him if he had never been born.' Now Judas, who would betray him, replied, 'It's not me, is it, Rabbi?' Jesus answered, 'You said it.'" In hearing this reading, I invite you into a moment to consider these questions. How will you remain with Jesus as he experiences the pain of betrayal? How has Jesus remained with you when you have suffered in a similar way?
Now, as we prepare to return to the rest of our day, I invite you to receive this prayer. God of mercy and justice, forgiveness and hope, you have borne all things for our sake and for our salvation. By your grace, help us to bear with one another, that truly we might experience the miracle of forgiveness and the joy of beloved community. Amen.
Amen.